What's the name of the podcast, Ethan?
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, it's not comedy.
It's not going to be a podcast. It's going to be a fucking train wreck.
I wouldn't say that.
Welcome to How to Not Comedy. Welcome back, James Connors.
How are we? Well, there's no cameras here, which is good.
No.
Yeah, no, I fucked up today. I don't have cameras.
I appreciate that because I was like, I look like shit. I'm wearing board shorts and a collared shirt, which has never been done.
Look at this shirt. This is fucked.
Yeah.
In work pants and a fucking work shirt. Been over at Brady since 9 o'clock in the morning trying to fix his lounge.
Oh, yeah.
Got it done.
Any luck?
It's reinforced now. It's reinforced with the same, like an off cut from the bar. You know how I put that angle? Like thick aluminium, like 5 mil thick. And I put some big brackets on there, so
right.
He's a hefty man.
Yeah.
Hopefully it holds.
Is this like on the, I'm assuming it's like, is it like a leather, like, did you have to like go in up underneath it?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it was a big fuck around, but got there, got it done.
And paid off the road.
Self once. Paid off the roadcaster. Thanks to the roadcaster, Brady. Shout out. He accidentally bought off eBay.
Elliot accidentally bought those mic things that are now part of the setup.
Yeah.
These are all happy mistakes. You know? Happy accidents.
Pretty good. Well, how's everyone's fucking day going? Mother's Day.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah? Your parents are away, aren't they?
I know. I didn't have to buy a present.
Yeah.
Doesn't that work out nicely?
Yeah. Pretty good.
My mum's in Fiji.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't talk about my mum, but anyway. Yeah.
Give her a present, wouldn't you?
Yeah, we fucking big week this week.
Oh, fuck yeah. Has been.
Yeah.
Well, we did the talent show.
Yeah, we'll start with the open mic.
Open mic
Yeah, the open mic was chaos, apparently.
Was I there?
Elliot ran it, didn't he?
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, it was fucked.
Well, apparently people from Shout came and apparently had a good time.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, great. Yeah,
sick. What happened to that show that we were going to do? Yeah, no, I did see that guy here. Gus, I think his name is. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Old mate going viral.
Yep. Shout out to Tim B.
Oh, fuck.
Mad Dog. We want to... Can we play it? We'll edit it in later. We'll have to get the YouTube clip, get Tyler to MP3, download it.
It was insane.
And just for the listeners, play it now.
All right, Tim B, ladies and gentlemen! Okay, I do apologise for that delay. All right, thank you. Sorry about this. This is my first time, so... If Quagmire was a music song, Quagmire wrote songs, this would be it. And this is a parody of Barbie Girl by Aqua over the instrumental. I'm sorry, Jesus Christ. Come on, Harvey, let's go party. Time for a little story. When I was young, Epstein was never boring. My nanny tried to cry, so I gave him the tickle. At the lab, I turned to Chris's left nipple. Damn, I miss Harvey's body hair. He was always so warm, now he's in jail. I'm convicted and torn. guaranteed party, sperm on my body. I kiss my brother in the morning, I fuck my calling. Put my hand down my brother's pants and please little flute. When I was young, Harvey Weinstein was a brute. Saying no, just wouldn't compute. Where are you? Had a whole lot of fun on his private jet. His dick was always a wreck. Each of my tattoos represents the place he touched. It happened as a kid, now he's gone, and I'd like to reminisce. Pull my brother closely and give him a kiss. As our love grows closer, love a good masturbation. I can think of any situation. Come on, Harvey, let's go party. Thank you, come on, Harvey, let's go, buddy. Sexual frustration is my only medication. My secret's out in the open, you know my occupation. It goes without saying, got raped by a cabbie when I was legal age. Down Mason stage, A's of consent is a question of choice. Now those were the last words I ever heard from Epstein's voice. I see my brother butt naked, watering down. The sweet fragrance just had a golden shower. Now it's my turn to be the one with the power. My brother to my side's gonna be a freaking night. I don't really have a care, we share our underwear. That's the situation, mutual masturbation. That's it, come on Harvey, let's go party. Come on Harvey, let's go party. Alright, thank you. I haven't met the dinner yet, so. Alright, if you come in next week, are you Innocence or Diddy? Over Spice Girls, Spice Up Your Life. It's a really fun song. It gets a bit detailic, but I've watched hours of Diddy's crimes, so yeah, all right, thank you very much.
It went better than I thought too, brother.
Sorry, you'll be able to find this on my podcast, on my YouTube show, sorry. It'll be called Word of Mouth. I'll be uploading it by tomorrow afternoon, hopefully, if I can get it. Now, Word of Mouth. Now, what I really need everyone to do, if you can, this is a true, a bit of a sad story, but, all right, I haven't seen my dad since before COVID. He's in Hungary Tatar, a town about, town about an hour out of Budapest. Now, I need this song to go viral, so I can go and see him. I'm getting 3 shifts a week, so if you can show this to people you like, even the dickhead you don't like. I've got more songs coming later, specifically aimed, you can listen to it and talk about your old snake friends from high school. Alright. Thank you very much.
Hell yeah, dude, Timmy B!
We've all heard it. It was watching it, I was like, I can't believe Bradley let him back on stage.
Yeah, he did make that mistake, gave him the mic.
Yeah. I'd have been like, what the fuck are you doing, cunt?
Right, I think that made it so much better to add some extra context. It makes it a bit juicier, you know?
Yeah, you're right.
Otherwise, it's just someone just going up and humiliating themselves for no reason. At least this, like, gave it context, and you're like, oh, cool, there's a backstory.
Yeah. He's got
there's a reason story. Why this guy did this.
Yeah, he's got lore.
Such a wild backstory, too.
Yeah.
I've got the video of it, too, so you can just watch and... I've watched it like 5 times, but I watched it yesterday and I just watched Bradley at the end there and he's just like, just the faces in his porn. He's like, what is going on? Couldn't figure it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big Jim being absolutely unhinged.
Yeah.
That was another good one.
Consorting with criminals in the venue.
Yeah. The woman he was with had no shoes on and some old meth head that we were trying to get him to shut up, but he wouldn't shut up. And then whenever anyone told him to shut up, he got really methy and angry. I'm like, oh, man, we're going to have to jump this guy.
Yeah.
But he went out for
Bobby overseas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of glad Bobby wasn't here because it would have.
Bobby would have jumped him.
Yeah.
Like, it wouldn't have.
He would have got bitten, and like a vampire or a werewolf, Bobby would have became a meth head.
Yeah.
He looked bitey, that guy. He looked very cranky. Yeah. But he went out for a smoke, so I just did the old lock the door behind him on the way out.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that would have fucked him up big time too.
Yeah.
He would have tried to come back.
Yeah.
He would have gone, fuck. Probably doesn't have a phone to even text Big Jim.
Does oh,
big
they
Jim
all went out. They all went out together. And I was like, that's the end of the night for you guys. See you later.
Yeah, Big Jim would have gotten it. He would have got it. He would be like, oh, yeah, we're being a problem.
Yeah. He's very considerate, considering.
He's the most considerate meth head I've ever met.
Like, Big Jim has, like, say what you want about the guy. He's never run the light.
No.
He's always, like, done his time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He always does new material as well.
Yeah.
Wild.
Yeah. A lot of the open micers could learn a thing or two from Big Jim.
I can't remember.
Maybe they can take their career seriously like Big Jim.
What did he opened with something crazy and it was like, oh, do I go to the UN and get charged for war crimes or something? Like, it was very funny.
Yeah.
It was a very funny joke.
He was killing.
He was killing.
And also just to go from, yeah, the Pope's got a big dick, to then, what do you do for work?
Where are you guys from?
He did it last week. I think he was doing the same. Oh, Pope's got a huge dick. Anyway, what's next? Looking at his hand. I was like, Jesus Christ. So funny.
There is
such a
no
good parody of stand-up comedy.
Yeah. 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 You look at his hand, the notes, it's just his fucking shopping list.
There's no notes on his arm.
No. No, it's great.
Those are notes he's been writing because he didn't have any more paper left.
Yeah.
Kind of notes. The UN.
Yeah. The only faux pas he made was bringing in a very messy dude with him. So don't do that. Hope he doesn't bring him back. It's all fucked up. But yeah, that was pretty good. There was another crazy dude on before Big Jim that did like a sermon. He did like, and he ran the light. He just kept going. Elliot's just dinging the shit out of the bell and he's just like, just kept going.
Yeah.
God, dude.
Yeah, it was kind of a catastrophe with Luke blowing his clutch or something on the way to the show too. And then last minute Brad had to MC, so he probably wasn't prepared.
Brad killed it MCing though. Did real well. Energy was good in here. He brought the ruckus. Yeah, wild night. But then, that was about it, I think, for that one. Oh, that dude came over from the States. I don't know who that guy was. But he didn't have a great set.
Yeah.
And then just, like, didn't even say wrap it up or anything, he just walked off.
Well, just delivered a joke that didn't go well and then just step off the stage.
Yep. And Brad was like, what the fuck? I had to run up there at the last minute. The music's late. Like, what the fuck is going on here?
This is fucking funny when that happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't imagine doing that. Some people just do things on stage and I'm like, what possessed you to do that? What was that? It probably comes down to, you know, autism and stuff as well. Like just not reading what's going on and what's acceptable social behavior. But
yeah,
like that, to not even be like, all right, have a good night or something, and just pivot on like someone from North Korea has pressed a red button and you've activated and just started stepping off into march back towards Pyongyang.
This vape's fucked. It's doing that thing where it just keeps going.
Just turn the fuck out of the coil and shit.
It's going to last like 3 days. I need to stop.
Well, I've got a pouch.
oh, fuck that. James, in these pouches. He goes the other day, he goes, oh, I figured out the secret.
As if there's a secret.
Because when you put it in your bottom gum, it tastes like ass. Like, yeah. It's just the fucking worst thing ever. And he's like, yeah, I figured it out. You put it in your top gum and that fixes the taste.
Does it?
It does not fix the taste.
What flavour is it?
Maybe I've convinced myself that it fixes the taste. It's blueberry.
Ah, does it actually taste like blueberry?
Not really. Like, yeah. Like maybe 5%, if that.
Yeah.
If a vape tastes like 85% and I'm going to allow 15% for a chemically aftertaste, yeah, these would be about 5%. It's really not really a... It's a nicotine replacement, but it's not like a flavour replacement for vape stuff.
Yeah, they don't really want you enjoying it.
No.
They suck. They suck real bad.
Yeah.
You should have one. They're fucked.
No, thanks. I'm about done with letting you talk me into things.
Yeah, really? Why is that?
Nah, it's fine. We'll talk about the fucking Wednesday show, the talent show.
Yeah. What a riot.
We've had oh, yeah, because we had a break last week as well, because we had Is This Something the fortnight before. Oh, no, we talked about that, didn't we? Never mind.
We had a break because of Jason Leong.
Yeah. Yeah. So we talent show went well. Fucking pretty good for lineup of four comics.
Yeah.
Very good for a lineup of four comics.
It was three comics.
I feel like Brad works the best under pressure. You've almost got to like spring gigs on him last minute, and he just
did so well.
Yeah,
he was crushing.
Yeah,
dude. But I think the lack of a time limit also was just like, yeah, just fucking go fuck around, dude.
Yeah,
probably did half an hour, I reckon.
Yeah, he definitely did at least 15. Definitely at least 15, and then
which helps immediately.
Shit.
Like if four people did 15,
easy.
You're already at an hour.
Yeah,
without any. Of your bits, you know.
Yeah, Eddie did about 10 on her song as well, plus her crowd work and stuff.
That's probably
like that.
Also a really good opportunity for her to test new songs too, because it's like harder than open mic to just like go up and do one song.
Yeah,
maybe. You know.
Yeah, but some of the open mic is, it's like you've got an opportunity to have unlimited time on stage almost.
Yeah, well, depending on how many of them show up. But when no one shows up, it's, literally go as long as you fucking want.
And there were people here too.
Yeah.
It better was than any other open mic.
Yeah.
Like, there's 20 people in a room set up for comedy, chairs facing the stage. Like
here to watch it, not just in the venue eating.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, I was fucking grateful the show went well. Grateful to everyone that came out. But I was fucking dirty on the open mic scene, the lack of cunts turning up.
Yeah.
Like, are you serious?
Yeah.
Because I've been thinking about
that. I'm public enemy number one when I can't make 50 people squeeze into a 12-person lineup on Tuesday.
You're a real fucking piece of shit, James.
Yeah. Yeah, you're getting fucking crazy emails and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was thinking about doing another open mic, putting on another one, but if it's like, that is basically another open mic.
Mm.
It's not even getting anyone. And I specifically wrote in the fucking chat, like, just come down and do another set.
Yeah.
Just do comedy. It's fine.
Yeah.
But I kind of want to do it, like, if people are doing that, like, crowds encouraged to fucking jump in.
Yeah.
Because you need that. Like, a lot of these people need to be fucking, you need to be thrown off the ball a bit.
Yeah.
I did it to Bradley. He didn't appreciate it.
That's why I
was on my
generally, I generally don't boot hecklers and stuff during an open mic.
No. I think it's good.
Because you just kind of need to, also the rest of the crowd didn't pay for it, so guess what? This is a learning experience for the comedian and the audience just has to sit there and deal with it.
Yeah.
Because it's going to happen.
Yeah.
And you can't just never confront it.
Mm.
But when people are paying $38 on a weekend, I can't allow it to happen for someone to get some experience up.
Yeah.
But at open mic, it's like, well, here we go.
Yeah. The the ability to deal with hecklers is like a good skill to have. I think we get looked after here. We've got really good crowds for the most part. Like,
yeah, but you still get the occasional fuckwit here.
Yeah.
There's been a few.
Yeah, we had one last week.
Considering how many people we have through the door, so it's pretty minimal.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. You think, what? I think it was like 10,000 people came through the doors each year, roughly.
Yeah.
So 20,000 people in, and I can probably count 20 that I remember that, like, had to be removed or whatever.
Yeah.
Which, that's pretty good fucking odds.
Yes, it's probably like one every 5 weeks, like one every, probably one every 1,000 people, so less than a percent.
Mm. Yeah.
Especially when, like, people think that heckling is comedy. They think that's just,
I'm helping the show.
Yeah.
Maybe not. You fucking cunt.
You're helping the show by buying the ticket.
Yeah.
Whether you even show up or not doesn't really help.
Like, yeah.
As long as the money comes in, you're helping the show.
Yeah.
That's the beginning and end of where you help.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Laugh if you want to help.
Yeah.
How about that? Fuck.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll keep putting it in the chat. I think maybe I just need to be a bit of a cunt and just be like, look.
I think also if you just literally explain, like, hey, look, there's far too many people to do every Tuesday, and people do not get the spots that they want.
Yeah.
We're running this show as something that we can market it different, but ultimately it is, you can treat it as an open mic.
Yeah. Mm.
If we want there to be, if there's no demand for a second open mic, then everyone just has to wait in line on Tuesday till they get it.
Mm-hmm.
Or if there is demand for a second open mic, then we can put one on. But if no one's going to turn up, we won't bother.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, exactly.
If there's no interest, cool. And then, you know, you can focus on roadshows and actually make money rather than basically doing this to try to give them stage time and then they don't show up.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's why we started our show as well, like the new material night, because it's like we can't all compete with the open micers, and you need to build a scene and you need to get new people in every week, and you can't have the same paid regulars turn, even if they do well every single time and it makes the show easier on a Tuesday. You can't, like, you've got to have those new guys having those opportunities, so We've got to start building around the open mic, and the only way to do that is to show up.
And also, it's kind of like is this something paid regulars open mic is like longer spots, which maybe they're not right ready to do 10.
Yeah.
But if you're doing for 5, fine, or on Tuesday, then you might do 7. Maybe you might reach 10 on the talent show because there's a panel to go back and forth with to help drag that out. Now suddenly you've been up there for 10, you know what 10 feels like.
Yeah.
You're a step closer to doing 10s at the paid regulars open mic now.
Mm.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And we've opened up the spot for the to have an open mic. So instead of a paid regular, we have the featured amateur, which is what the spot's going to be. And just giving an open micer 7 minutes to do seven minutes of their tried and tested, just see how well they go.
I talked to Lurch last night about this. He did not think that was what was going on.
What did he think it was?
He just thought it was 7 minutes of new.
Well, he can do new.
And I was like, read the message, Steve. He pulls it out and he reads the whole thing and he's like, oh, yeah. Like, you're fucking retarded, dude.
Yeah, he's retarded.
He read like the first line of like, hey, I want you to do the new material night.
Yeah. And he's like, my dreams have come true.
Yeah. And he's off to the races writing down the most heinous shit. And I'm like, Steve, just do.
But also like 65% of his material is genuine hate speech. And then the other 35% is just like fluffy puns.
Yeah.
And it's like, who's this for? Because like those are two opposite demographics you're appealing to.
Yeah.
You're either going on Australia's Got Talent.
Yeah.
Or you're banned from Australia's Got Talent. Like, you kind of need to pick one, you know?
Yeah.
But also, I would love to see Lurch just go and just do this, like, not heinous shit and just give a crack of... You already look like a horrifying monster. You don't also need to be one. Like, honestly, just do fluffy stuff and just see, and it might be funny coming from...
It might be hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Coming from like what? Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
And then obviously, once you learn how to do that, then you can do darker stuff and learn to be subtle with it rather than drive a fucking thumbtack in with a sledgehammer.
Yeah. We were all like that though when we started. I don't know what you were like when you started, James. Obviously, I wasn't around then, but like I used to do those sort of jokes.
Mm.
Like, yeah. Ethan was getting fucking abused by woke people after gigs and...
Trans community was coming after me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm fucking them. How can you... I'm the most supportive of everyone.
Yeah, dude. And you were OG as well. You were doing it before it was cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
What are you talking about? I don't think that's always supportive, though. You can't be like, oh, yeah, baby Randy, he was getting supported by Darian. He's going over to his place, taking drugs and being really supported. Yeah.
Wild series, that. Holy shit. Yeah, it made me very uncomfortable to watch.
Yeah.
Like, as a person that's just been through some fucking manipulation, I'm just like, holy shit, why does this guy keep doing this? I'm like, actually, I can totally understand because he's fucking retarded like me.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I haven't seen it.
It's an uncomfortable watch.
Yeah.
You're just like, damn, this guy's making all the wrong decisions.
Yeah.
Classic comedian.
I've been watching that show. Have you seen Unlocked on Netflix?
No.
So they're in a high security prison. It's 23-1, so they only get let out of their cells for 1 hour a day. And the the sheriff of the prison just says, "We're going to do an experiment. You've got 6 weeks, and the doors stay open. You've got free reign. No guards."
Is this real or a show?
Real. This is real in a prison.
So like a doco.
It's a doco on this experiment.
Reality show style thing.
Yeah. Yeah, because they're like, we want to try and do, because it's, they do it over in Europe, peeps, like these open plan sort of living prisons, housing. Yeah. So they're like, yep, sweet. So like the first day, the first week they're in there, there's like a guy who's clearly autistic and doing autistic people things, which is speaking his mind and not having any any fucking consideration for the consequences. Mm. Like telling a murderer that he's cheating at dice, like at a table where they're all gambling. It's like, you can get stabbed for cheating. Like you can get stabbed for accusing someone. And he's like, well, I'm just not going to sit here and do it. They're like, then don't fucking play. They're like, if you got a problem with people, don't fucking play. He's like, well, I'm not going to do that either. So he's just walking around being a fucking dickhead. And then people will walk up to him and like, hey man, like, we're all like trying not to bash you here because we'll get locked up again. Can you, like, chill? He's like, they need to just fucking chill, all right? If they don't like hearing my opinions, they don't have to listen. And then it's just like, oh, my God. So then the whites took him to a cell and punched him in the ear. So then he had to get removed from the pod. He had to remove himself, but you can't say, I need to get let out of the pod. I just got bashed. So he just starts making a shiv in the middle of the fucking thing in front of the cameras, and he's showing everyone the shiv. What do you think of my shiv? So then the guards come in, and he's like, oh, what are you here for? Like, he's like, oh, what are you removing me for? I haven't done nothing wrong. Like, you've clearly got a shiv, dude. Like, come on.
I don't think you're sharpening that toothbrush to get in between your teeth.
Yeah, no, he wasn't. And then because they had no jail guards there, they're all doing drugs. They're all fucking like making hooch in their fucking cells, which is just rotten fruit made out of rotten fruit. Just doing all this crazy shit. And then they're all surprised when they get raided.
You said it was. I thought this was America.
They're all freaking out and they're all sorry. The entire time leading up to the raid, they're like, fuck them, man. I don't give a fuck if I get locked up. You know what? It is what it is. It is what it is. And then they get raided and they're like, oh my God, I don't want to go back to 23-1. Oh, I'm so sorry. I fucked up. And the sheriff just did the most like brilliant thing. He's like, right, instead of like locking yous all down, he goes, everyone here knows what's going on, but yous aren't going to rat. We get that. So we're going to have an anonymous vote, and the people with the most votes against their names get kicked out. So you're not dobbing on anyone. It's anonymous, and people who've got like multiple votes for them will all get removed. So then he just gave them 24 hours to sit on that. And the guy who was like making the hooch and stuff, he was like the most popular guy in there. He's all of a sudden, everyone's like looking at him like, you're fucked, bro. Yeah. Yeah, it's a fucking good show.
No Unlocked. Good deed goes unrewarded, hey?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't, especially in jail.
Yeah.
And then they just let they let a guy in. They let a whole bunch of new guys in. One of them was like an old, like, OG gangster. And then he's immediately, like, cheating at dice, like, steals, like, $100 from everyone. And then someone calls him out on it. They have, like, a little scuffle. And then they set up a fight later. So then he's like, yeah, you want to come to my cell and do it? He's like, yeah, dude, I'll do it. So he walks down, walks into the cell, and then like six of like the other guys who've been in the pod the entire time, they're all friends, they've been living together 24 hours, just walk in, and you just hear on the microphone, oh, that's how it is it? Like, yeah, motherfucker. You just hear
and
like,
in brackets, thumping.
Yeah, it's just like the subtitles, yeah. Just smacking sounds.
Yeah, that's like why I don't get any kind of like prohibition of anything.
Yeah,
it's like they'll be like, oh yeah, no, we're gonna try to get rid of vapes. And it's like, you realize you can't get rid of illegal drugs in prison where they check your asshole.
Yeah,
they check people's asshole and they can't control it.
Yeah, exactly.
So how do you think you're gonna be able to control what people do when you're not looking inside their asshole?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you may as well not even attempt because it's embarrassing and it's humiliating because they're just going to do it anyway. Yep. And then you just show you have no power.
Yeah.
So just don't even pretend that you're going to be able to do that and just go, this isn't a good idea to do.
Fuck it. Just give them drugs.
Yeah.
If they're in jail and they've got weed, how many people are getting stabbed? None.
Far less.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
The occasional schizo that's going to fucking...
He might go off the rails, but you just... Yeah, you put him in the hole. Fucking give him some padded balls. Yeah. Put him in with pedophiles. He'll be right. Yeah. Like, it's... Yeah. Prohibition's dumb.
No, it doesn't work.
No.
Never has. In fact, a lot of people are like, yeah, bring it on because I'm going to make a lot more money.
Yeah.
If you do that. Like, the fucking... All the people selling vapes at the moment, like $50 now. Mm. It was like 25 each when it started.
Because now there's fines. Mm. So not only are people still going to do it, now they're paying more to the criminals. You're enriching the criminals more because now you're putting a punishment and a threat that now they're like, well, I'm not going to do it for 25 now. I'll do it for double.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The product is not getting doubly as safe.
No. No, in fact, it's getting worse because they've got to go to like...
Yeah, this thing is not even working properly.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I'm likely to have a fucking puff of it in the night and it's going to burn my bedroom down because the battery's going to fucking explode.
Oh, you've seen all the stories. Like, people like blew their lips off because a vape exploded in their face.
Mm.
Fucking.
Yeah. I had a weird thing the other day. Because I found a pack of smokes at the club on Tuesday night, and it was like a fresh pack. Fucking none of them taken. I'm like, what the fuck is this? This is the universe testing me? I'm like, all right, test accepted. And I smoked 17 of them in one night. And had a couple of vodkas, about four.
Yeah.
And was just having an emotional breakdown at home by myself out the back. Me and Adam traded places, essentially.
He got up for a morning walk.
Yeah. He was watching TV in bed early, and I'm just out there on one. I got up the next day, and I felt fucking like myself for the first time in months. I'm like, I don't even feel like vaping. Didn't have any cravings. was just like fine for like the whole day. Didn't even want to smoke. And then, I don't know, came into the club that night to work. I nearly had a breakdown again. I came in and I sat on the lounge for a minute and just breathed. And I think you were just like stocking the bar or some shit, like filling up the bottles. And I'm just sitting there just like, keep it together. Keep it together. And then I went and bought a vape.
Yeah. That'll cure what ails me.
Yeah, but it was fucking weird. That's that feeling of like being a fucking normal person. Would be nice if it lasted more than fucking however many hours it was.
12 hours.
Yeah.
It's
we'll get back there though.
It's going to be, because they're not supposed to make all devices too expensive and regulated to do. Otherwise people snap.
Yeah.
Like, especially when like you can't afford a house, we might be going to war, kids are getting blown up, et cetera, et cetera. It's like, you need to let people like have some cigarettes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Otherwise they're not going to cope. Yeah. They need something. Now gambling's illegal. Gambling's bad. They can't show signs where you can even get any alcohol. Oh, now it's fucking so expensive, you basically can't drink it.
Yeah.
Weed, they still haven't legalized. And when they do, it'll be fucking four times expensive as it should be.
Yeah.
It's like, so what vice are you leaving people to deal with their life?
Yeah. Nothing. Oh, don't forget we've got an e-safety minister now.
Oh, yeah.
And an e-safety board. Yeah.
We're going to start banning porn.
Now we can't have porn. Now we can't do funny jokes online.
Yeah. And our prime minister's in a feud with Elon Musk.
Prime minister's retarded, dude. Like that vape law that he tried to put through. How much was it for the fines? It was like
150 grand or something fine for under commercial quantities. AKA if you have one vape for your own use, they can charge you $150,000. Could you build some houses?
Yeah.
Because it can't sleep in tents down at the beach. Can we maybe build a house?
Yeah.
Because guess what? The cold is going to kill them before a fucking vape does.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. But you know what? It's because their kids are vaping.
Mm.
And now the problems hit them. Their kid doesn't have to worry about buying a house, so why address it?
Yeah.
My kid is vaping and I don't like it, so I'm going to use my $200,000 a year job to basically complain about my kid's behavior for two years and ruin it for everyone.
Yeah. Yeah. Whereas if their kid couldn't afford a housing, you can imagine there'd be an Affordable Housing Act.
Oh, immediately.
Bill put on the floor, fucking.
Yeah. It'd be rushed through.
Sweet. Here you go. Here's some fucking low percentage loans.
Yeah.
We're going to bypass the banks because the RBA is crooked and corrupt.
That's why apparently the Canberra uni is like one of the worst in terms of like fucking complaining about all the problems under the sun that we've got to get fresh water to Antarctica because the penguins are whatever. Like, it's like, yeah, when you have nothing to worry about, when you have no hardships in your life, you go looking for problems to solve.
Yeah.
So you can feel like I have a purpose because I'm fighting against some mythical adversity.
Yeah.
It's like, but when you actually have terrible life adversities in your real life, you don't have time to worry about other people's.
Mm.
It's like, I've got my plate full at the moment, actually. I'm trying to deal with my own ones right now.
Yeah.
Then once I've solved mine, I'll get to the penguins.
Yeah. 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 I'm fucking, we're all hemorrhaging money, but, oh, man, he's really helped fucking Gaza.
Yeah.
It's fucking.
Yeah, I was talking because now Germany's like wanting to bring back a year of mandatory military service or civic duty or whatever. It's not obviously going to just be go and shoot guns, but it'll be go and make eggs for the army or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
And it's like, I was like, what are the options for the club if we go into World War III? Do we A, predict it and then palm it off on some fucking idiot right before the war happens and leave him holding the bag? Which then we've got to like, the timing's got to be perfect for that to happen, because otherwise you get out too early and then nothing happens and then you're fucked.
Yeah.
Or Or you just go, okay, it's happening, and then hopefully they're less worried about the rules and regulations at home because now we're sending people over to die in some trench in Ukraine.
Yeah.
So, okay, now it can become like a borderline legal speakeasy kind of do whatever you want because it's a necessary R&R for the war-weary populace.
Yeah.
I was like, that's like a cool thing. You know?
Yeah.
We're going to repurpose it into that prison Mitch was talking about.
Cheating at gambling.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Like a Fallout style fucking pub, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. The sad thing is if we go to war, like most people are fucked. Like pretty well fucked. Like the government will just have to set up giant camps and the majority of the population, if you're not fighting, you'll be living in a camp somewhere.
But I tell you what, everyone will have a fucking job.
Yeah.
Everyone will be in a fucking factory putting meat into a can or some shit or fucking sewing together a uniform.
Yeah.
It's like, it's pretty bleak when you're like, oh, a war probably might help the economy a little bit.
Yeah. Would they? Probably drop housing prices. Yeah. It's hard to ask for $750,000 for a house with no roof, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of landlords are going to be, there's going to be far less people at every rental inspection when half of them have died in a trench.
Yeah, so.
Good time to rebuild Sydney too.
Yeah.
Fucking drop a bomb on that place. Because it's fucked. There's no fixing that.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, everything was just done with no forward planning in mind.
Yeah.
I was driving through Westfield today and I was like coming into the entrance where this like the underground roundabout thing. And I was like, what a janky fucking entrance to a shopping center. Like, who would make the? And then I was like, oh, it's because they made it much smaller because they didn't expect it to go well.
Yeah.
Mm. And then it did go well. And then they expanded as much as they could where they could. But it's like the roads are already there. The other buildings are already around it. We kind of just have to, okay, let's just plow a hole through this wall and make a.
Yeah.
And that's what they've done. That's what they've did for all of Sydney. That's why every road just crosses over itself and you've got to get in the far left lane. And then 200 meters later, you've got to be in the far right lane. And it's like.
Yeah.
I'm going the same place. Why am I fucking subway surfers-ing my way through fucking gridlock traffic?
Yeah.
This is a stupid design.
And no one in Sydney, no one ever fucking wants to let you in. Everyone just fucking ignores you.
Well, everyone assumes that you're from there and you know that you're supposed to go left lane all the way to the right lane. And they're like, what's this idiot doing?
Yeah.
And you're like, can't. Like, and it changes all the time. Like, there's that. Where you're coming in through, like, the M2 and then there's, like, a turn-off to, like, Mossman or you can go over the Harbour Bridge or, like, there's, like, five different fucking ways to go. I was, like, going down to the airport, dropped the parents off the other week and it was, like, the lane just ended and there was, like, no signs to say that the lane was ending or anything that I had to get over.
Yeah.
I was just like, so I just had to stop. And fucking wait for traffic to go before I could, like, pull out again. I'm like, holy fuck. Like, and it's an 80 zone, and then the lane just ends.
Yeah.
It's just construction.
Like, oh, you haven't been here before? Oh, you're going to die then.
Yeah.
You're going to die potentially. In a car accident.
Yeah. Fucking wild.
I've had, like, the fucking mother of all brain snaps in Sydney just, like, trying through, like, road rage.
Have you ever ended up on the Harbour Bridge when you didn't want to?
Yeah.
That is the worst because you can't turn around. You're just like, I guess I'm going over this car then.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. I get to pay $20 to drive the wrong way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also every time I go in a tunnel, obviously you lose fucking satellite shit.
Yeah.
So God knows where the turnoff is. And I'm like, is it this one? And Maddie's like, oh, no, it says that it's up here. And I'm like, okay. So I don't take the exit in the tunnel. And then I pop out and they're like, we've missed it now. It's like, well, fuck. Yeah. Tell me before I go into the tunnel.
Yeah.
Maybe put up a pop-up. Hey, you're probably going to lose this. Look for this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because when you're underwater, that's the way you want to go.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Why don't they just have fucking, they just need like receivers down there, like transceivers. Just fucking bounce the signal under the tunnel.
Mm.
Fucking motherfuckers.
No, too busy sending aid to foreign countries. It's fucked.
Yeah, too busy fucking, fucking not helping us.
Oh, well, you got a tattoo on Wednesday, Mitch.
Yeah, man, little turtle.
How's it healing up?
Yeah, good.
It's not infected.
we'll tell the story. So Ethan hit me up 2 weeks ago. He's like, oh, B's gonna do tattoos. Do you want to get a tattoo? And I was like, oh, I'll think about it. And which is autism speak for yes, yes, I will. I just don't want to seem too eager. And then we got here. I hadn't thought about it at all since I'd half agreed to do it.
Yeah.
I was just like, I'll get a turtle. And then she was like, oh, what do you want to fucking do? And I was like, oh, sort of like, I can't draw for shit. So it was like, what I drew was awful. And then Bradley's like, oh, you should do a Ninja Turtle. And I was like, nah, we'll do it. And then Cabba was here, and Cabba can draw.
Luckily, Cabba was here.
Yeah. Yeah. So he literally drew it on the back wall 5 minutes before, and then, yeah, got it done.
Yeah.
It's not the best tattoo. It's not...
You got what you paid for.
Yeah, exactly. But it's not the best tattoo, but it was a free tattoo.
It's an open mic tattoo.
It's an open mic tattoo.
It wasn't the best talent show, but... Yeah. It was Australia's Got Talent, yeah, might be a bit, yeah, of tattoo.
Yeah. Yeah, I tried to do stand-up and then got through one joke. It semi-bombed, and then I was like, I can't. And then B started laughing. And then as soon as she started laughing, I saw her handshake. And I was like, oh. There's literally a bit where I saw her laugh and, like, you can see the squiggle line, yeah, on my skin.
Yeah.
It's like, whoop. Everyone's like, oh, you're real quiet. I'm like, yeah, because I'm getting a fucking tattoo.
It's a challenge to be as unfunny as you can. Yeah. So that her hand is steady.
Yeah, so I was like... I was like, oh, man, I hope this doesn't go wrong. Like, that'll be a fucking unfortunate trip to the ED.
Yeah.
Just like, oh, yeah, like, my tattoo's infected. Oh, where'd you get it done? Newcastle Comedy Club. What? Yeah, yeah, for a show. I got it done on stage. By a professional? No.
Swedish backpacker, yeah, actually.
Yeah, yeah, some backpacker. I didn't even see her pull. Like, when you get a proper tattoo, they'll, like... They'll show you everything in sealed bags before you start.
Yeah.
I'm not certain that they won't secondhand needles.
It's cost of living, mate.
Yeah. It's crazy. And then we need a paper towel. And Elliot's like, yeah, just go get the paper towel from the toilets. I was like, hey, man, it's kind of like a medical procedure. Can I have some fresh paper towel? And then B spilt like half the packet on the ground, and the look on Elliot's face, like... Because he was paying for them, of course. He's like, fucking hell.
Well, see, I don't... whatever. But I saw fucking Ronan in the bathrooms one, yeah, night. Literally, he must have pulled 30 or 40 hand towels out of the thing. And I'm just standing there, just like, watch. He didn't know I was there.
He's just watching him.
30 or 40 of them. And then he just, like, wipes his hand and then chucks him and then turns around. I was like, what the fuck was that? So I'll pay.
You need, like, three maximum.
Yeah. I do probably four.
I, yeah, do two.
But to push to, like, 30, it's like, that's all right, a lot. That's insane. What are you cleaning up in there?
Yeah. Yeah, fuck.
If you're that dirty, you need 40 paper towels. You shouldn't be in public.
Yeah.
You should be at home wiping yourself down.
Yeah. Like.
Who do you reckon the illustrator is that's been drawing people from the club?
I don't know. We reckon it's different people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently Sam Bowden was at the club when the Elliot Stewart one was done.
Right.
And it kind of looks like a slightly different style to the one of you.
Yeah.
And also the other one was using two different colours. And, yep, then yours was just a solid colour.
Yeah.
And a different style. So I was like, that's probably different.
Yeah.
And then there's one of me that is using two colours. So, like, maybe, but it doesn't look the same style as Elliot's one. So I'm, yeah, like, it might just, they might all just be different.
Yeah. A mystery. It'd be, you got to make it on the wall. That's how you know, yeah, you've made,
and
who, it.
Who, what's the big one? It's like a big goofy looking fuck.
I don't know. It looks like an illustration from Big Mouth.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know who that's supposed to be. But anyway. the mystery fucking continues. It's not like you can just fucking chuck a camera up in the bathroom.
We just want to reward people.
Yeah. The show on Friday went well. Did you do a spot on Friday, Ethan?
No.
You just worked the bar?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Small crowd.
Yeah. It was good. They were a good crowd, though. Like, they were a really good crowd. Down for it. The it was funny. Elliot's like, hit me up. He's like, oh, you want a spot? I was like, yeah, dude. Do you want me to do Saturday? He's like, nah, man. We got like 9 booked for Saturday and 3 booked for tonight. I was just like, oh, yep. Classic Elliot.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I forgot that there were so many fucking out-of-towners.
Yeah.
And then I forgot who I'd fucking said that we'd be putting on. And then I was like, fuck, can we bump some locals just because there's a fucking cast of thousands?
Mm.
And I was like, take some locals off and give them 2 spots to replace it on other nights.
Yeah.
So that we can fucking slim up the Saturday.
Yeah.
Did you stay for the whole Saturday show?
Yeah.
How'd it go?
It was a bit rough at the start.
Yeah.
It was a weird crowd. Second half was good.
Yeah. Seemed like MC'ing. A struggle. Elliot MC'ing.
Yeah.
How'd it go opening the second half?
Just dying. Poor kid. He's in his own head. I don't know what's going on. After Friday, he was rattled.
But also, Brady was there on Friday. And so Elliot's like, I don't know what it is, but every time Brady comes, I just get in my head.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
And he was so rattled that he listened back to the recording while he was at the back of the room during the show. You know it's bad, like, when you have to listen. You can't even wait. This can't be, like, a on-the-way-home thing. I need to listen to it now.
Yeah.
Before the people have even left the venue to make sure what I did. And he's like, it wasn't as bad as I thought it was. But up there, he was tormented. Sweating.
Yeah, it'll happen.
Yeah. He's, like, hands down one of the funniest people I've ever seen. Ever, but he's when he has a rough set, you see it's like a kid getting the speed wobbles down a hill. It's just like you start to go.
He just needs to cool it down a little bit, calm it down.
Yeah.
Last night was the most insane thing I've ever seen. No, not the most insane, but it was up there. So there was a bunch of people out in the foyer and there was a bunch of empty seats in the front. And Elliot was out there, like he'd already intro'd. So he's like in between acts, getting everyone in. And they just waited a second before they came in. They were like, oh, are we coming or are we not? And you would think the thing to do would be to be like, give everyone a round of applause for like, welcome to the show, come in and sit up the front. You get the crowd to do that. Elliot decided to go on the attack. And he's just into this.
Literally room. Pausing for one moment when a comedian on stage with a microphone is talking to you.
Yeah.
It's a natural reaction.
Yeah.
You go, oh, fuck, I'm being spoken to.
Yeah.
And freeze for a second.
Yeah. He's like, what are you doing? Get the fuck in here. I think he called them all stupid. He's like, I was just talking to you out there. And I said, when I go up, you'll come in. And then just...
just berating them.
Berating them. And then they're all coming in, sitting down like, oh, fuck.
I'm in trouble.
Yeah.
It's like when your friend's mum yells at you.
Oh, yeah, dude. Oh, the worst.
Was this in the first half?
Yeah.
Yeah, no wonder it was a rough first half. Yeah. When they're in trouble.
And I saw them all come in. I'm like, oh, this will be good because now they're going to fill out the front and he can crowd work them and you can get a round of applause, come in. Like,
not Elliot.
No. No, let's get them all offside immediately. It was insane. So funny, though. I was up the back just fucking hosing myself laughing. Oh, yeah. It's like, that's the craziest way that could have gone.
We did it right before Dave O'Neill's taping.
Yeah.
So we're going to send you off, Elliot. Tell him this is being filmed. Please don't fucking talk. Please don't get up and fucking go to the toilet. I gave him a 10-minute warning before the show started. Please go to the toilet now. Please go to the bar now if this is being filmed. Then we sent Elliot up to do another lot of that. And to basically say, I'm going to bring the act up. Please go nuts until they get to the microphone because it's going to be no music because of copyright.
Yeah.
And Elliot just goes off. He's like, all right, yeah, this is being filmed, whatever. And he's starting to get some laughs, so he starts to feel emboldened, which is always worrying. He's like, yeah, if something's funny, laugh. If it's not, just fucking laugh. You're being filmed. This is the one.
Yeah.
And he's like, at the moment, this needs to be filled out. This entire two rows was empty. He's like, there's a camera there. And as far as they can see, no one showed up. He's like, come forward, pulling them forward. And he's like, oh, you're too ugly to move forward. If you can go third row. And did well. Yeah. And then brought up the opener.
Yeah.
And they were like, yeah, it was good because, like, it was basically, they were already warm. But, like, at one point he was like, yeah, if you need to go to the toilet, just don't. Just hold it. Just piss yourself because you've had a chance. Like, like, if you absolutely must, get on the ground and crawl down the aisle like a dog and I'll just put you down when you get to the back. Like, it was probably a bit forward, mate. But
that's awesome. I bet no one got up.
No, they didn't. It was perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. that bit he's doing at the moment where he's talking about, like, public shooting, like, that you look way too much like a
school shooter.
Yeah, you look like a school shooter. Mm. That's why it lands so hard.
Yeah. I've been thinking about this premise for a joke. Do you remember that that old commercial that was like, I just want milk that tastes like real milk. Mm. Like, there was too many varieties of milk.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, I feel like that's why old people don't like the trans community. It's not that they hate them. There's just too much variety these
days.
They
already went on a campaign against milk.
Yeah.
Well, you think you're safe? It's a literal inanimate object. Yeah. It's a waste product from an animal, and they're already upset about it. Yeah.
And there's like 12 different types of milk. There's like 72 genders.
Dude, can you imagine getting that old lady back that does the milk spill? Yeah.
Do the I just want spill? Pussy that tastes like real pussy.
Pansexual, asexual, bisexual.
Sapio.
Non-binary.
Furry.
But that's what it is. That's why they're upset. It's just there's too much. It's just too much.
Yeah.
I just want it simple. And as the older I get, the more I understand that, where I'm like, I just want it simple. I don't need 72 types of genders, 10 different types of bread.
I do feel a bit like that when I am looking at the ice cream aisle. Mm. Now I know about the ice confectionery versus ice cream thing.
Yeah.
Like, ice cream is ice cream. And then when they just say vanilla ice, that's...
It's not.
Yeah, it's not the thing. So I'm like, oh, where's the real ice cream? Yeah. Like a boomer.
I've been there, man. I've been in the shopping centre when you're looking for something. Like, we were going camping for a weekend, so, like, getting all, like, the meat and stuff like that, all the fresh, and I'm like, oh, sweet, we'll grab some. Like, had all the meals planned out, ready to go, so I'd shopped around it. So then I get there, and I'm like, oh, where's your lamb cutlets? It's like Friday morning, like, before a weekend. Oh, we're out. I'm like, well, I've got all these groceries. She's like, well, we haven't got any lamb. I'm like, well, I guess I don't need the groceries then, do I? And I just handed her the basket. She goes, oh, I'll put that away, will I? I'm like, yeah, you will. Next time, stock up before a weekend. Fucking.
You're a cunt. I know. That's the most retarded thing.
But also.
I went to Coles today and genuinely I was like a chook without a head. I was walking around. I was in every aisle three times. I'm like, where is everything?
Yeah.
Because I only ever shop at Woolies because I'm better than Coles shoppers. But I went to Coles and it's like they don't even have the same concept of like where things should go.
Yeah.
I'm like, where the fuck is the desiccated coconut? I'm in the area where
the baking aisle with the flour and shit. Yeah. And you're like, where the fuck is it?
They're like, actually, it's with the nuts. Yeah. It's like, oh, what, because of coconut, I guess? Yeah. What the hell is this?
Coconut's a berry, motherfucker. Yeah. Put it in the fruit aisle, bitch. I don't even know if coconut's a real berry. Please don't fact check me on that. It makes sense.
Do you guys ever go to, like, a not your normal, like, grocery store and just look at and just...
I look at
Do
the
you
people.
Notice how many... freaks there are.
Yeah.
Yeah. And staff and customers too.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, no wonder I don't go here all the time. Look at these people. Yeah.
Dude, I went to Woolworths at Jules, I think it was, and there's some fucking crazy people walking around there.
Yeah.
I was like, I thought this was like an upper, like what's going on here? And, but Mayfield Woolies is fucking insane.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
There's some wild people that are around there. But like one of the best Woolies to go. I hate it when it's in a fucking, you got to park in the shopping center.
Yeah.
Like if it's a standalone thing. And that's why I've been going to the IGA because I'm like, even the Aldi, it's like open car park. There's boom gates and shit. And it's a fucking nightmare in there, especially in the van. I can get in there, but it's like, this is fucking shit.
What,
I
are you
just
going
don't
to
like
a
it.
New lamp down IGA?
Yeah.
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 House prices.
Pretty fucked.
Yeah.
So I have been going back to Aldi. Yeah. Begrudgingly.
Yeah, and thinking about that IGA, there's also no parks too, so you got to fucking lug your groceries.
Oh, yeah. I go at times where there's like, there's the IGA and there's a side street there and I can just park there. I just go when there's no one else there, middle of the day type of shit, which is good. Been getting deals on meat, which is fucking awesome. Go in there early. Right when they're usually out of lamb. I go in there. I got two Scotch fillets for like $10. Well, like $5 each. I was like, fuck, this is pretty marked down.
Yeah.
And they've got like 2 days of date on them. Like, yeah. All right. Fuck yeah.
Easy. You usually eat, if you have your steak sitting in your fridge for more than 2 days, you're doing something wrong anyway.
I usually just cook one that night and freeze the other one.
Yeah.
Do you, because we were going to get some beef.
Mm.
I don't have the ability to do it right now, but I was looking up, my mate reckons at Costco, their mince is better than 4-star mince at Woolies and Coles and shit. And it's, you buy 25 kilos of it for $10 a kilo each.
Yeah.
So like the 4-star 90-10 mince at Woolies is like $15.50 a kilo.
Yeah.
And there it's like basically 10. So I'm going to go there, get it, and then fucking put it into 1 kilo bags and freeze it in the freezer. As an interim between supermarkets and going full getting a cow.
Yeah.
It's a nice little middle ground.
I've been looking at the cow, and I've also been looking at getting like the reject fruit as well, like just the farmer's market stuff online. I've been getting heaps of ads about that.
I looked that up. It wasn't worth it.
It's not. I know, that's the problem. Because they can't buy in bulk, which is ridiculous.
Well, they want to deliver it to you.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Yeah. So if the government actually fucking cared about affordability, they'd be saying to the supermarkets, you can no longer...
reject
fruit. You can no longer reject fruit. It's like a national commodity now.
Yeah, food, people are retarded. They'll just take the good shit off the shelves and the shit stuff will be left there.
It doesn't matter.
And people will be like, why am I paying the same price for the shit?
I was chatting to my dad about Fiji, because now he's gone there, one right before COVID, now 5 years later after COVID. He said the fuel price has doubled.
Yeah.
But he said the food is still just as fresh and just as cheap as it was before. And I was like, yeah, that's because they have a booming local food economy. So inflation in the economy doesn't affect it. Because guess what? If the fucking sun's out, there's going to be cassavas growing. You're going to have food.
Yeah.
And so their food cost is still just as cheap as it was before, and it was already cheap back then.
Yeah.
So it's like if we actually had more gardens around and people were growing food and there were small farms dotted around in Dungog and in Maitland and in Rutherford and whatever, growing all this stuff, having local markets, we wouldn't even need these fucking cunts.
Yeah, but no one can do that because they've monopolized.
Yeah,
because
now everyone's got an IT degree.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, great. But now all so does all of India. You're going to work for less than them? You're going to undercut them? No. Yeah. You're
also, AI writes code now.
Yeah.
So, like, sorry. I was watching, I don't know if you ever watched Clarkson's Farm. Fucking season 3's out, and they've it's really good. They've got a guy who's come around to this farm. He's like, we want to do farming different. Like, monocrops are destroying the world.
Yeah.
He goes, so we're going dual crop for the one plant. So he goes, you plant wheat and beans at the same time. The beans naturally take nitrogen from the air and put it in the soil. And then so the nitrogen coming in from the beans helps the wheat grow. And
use less fertilizer.
You don't use any fertilizer. And he goes, and then we do soil tests and crop tests to see what's missing from the crop, and then we'll spray that chemical. So they're like, we're low on magnesium for this crop, so we just go buy 2 tons of bath salts and spray that over the field and brings the magnesium up. And they go, you get less wheat and you get less beans than if you were doing a monocrop. But together, the crop itself is larger than what you would have had with a monocrop anyway.
And you're not spending all your money on fertilizer.
Exactly, yeah.
And also monocrops are more susceptible to pests, so you're going to lose more because of that.
Yep.
So if you're not losing as much, that's also valuable.
Yeah.
And also because I grew more, but then you lost it, and it's like you only have a certain amount of months of daylight where this stuff grows. It's not like... oh, yeah, we'll just grow some more next month. It's like, no, it's not going to work next month because it's finishing harvest and then it's not gone for another year.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. It's like this dude that he lived in Young and he had sheep on adjustment at the farm, and he got like all these old wethers, which is like they're older lambs, like sheep, and got them impregnated. Was like, yeah, I'm gonna like they have twins a lot. And he's like, oh, I'm gonna do fucking well on this. It was just massacre. Like, just did not go well at all. Just the fucking weathers, they're like dropping dead. They can't give birth properly. And like he's back and forth from Young and like to the farm in Goulburn, like back and forth. It was just not good. Had to pay some guy to come out and just like shoot a bunch of them because they were just down.
Yeah,
they're just fucking laying there. Suffering, just like, oh, you're dead. Yeah, it was just a fucking shit show.
It also just like doesn't make sense. Like, I've got like people that I know up in Queensland and whatever live on not big properties, but they have it's more rural than here, and they like go to like the auctions for livestock and stuff and pick up chickens, you know, $2 a piece, ducks, $2 a piece, calves, and like. Lamb and shit, they're alive, but they're like $25 each. And it's like, yeah, you put it in a paddock, it eats the grass, and then you kill it, and then you eat it, and that's like thousands of dollars of meat for $25. Like, how does this economy even work?
Yeah.
It's basically nothing. You're basically getting it for free.
Yeah.
And then it just grows into a thing. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's like Woolworths, like, paying, like, fuck all a kilo for grain and stuff like that. And, okay, fair enough. Like, they own all the trucks. They buy all the trucks. They run the business. We know there's upkeep that comes with the business.
Yeah.
But I'm like...
I got bonuses to pay, mate.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. You hear these stories about, like, farmers will rock up. The harvest is done. They're like, all right, sweet. Ready for the check now. Thanks, Woolworths. And then the consult's like, oh, yeah, we can only pay you $5,000 for the load. Why? Price of grain. Ukraine, and like, but we agreed at the start of the harvest, this is how much you're going to sell it for. I can't line up another buyer.
Yeah.
Oh, well, too bad. That's what you
leave
get.
It. Yeah, it's fucked.
Yeah, it's fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
I'm like,
but
why?
It's also why, like, I'm like, why are these farms not doing farm days and blast it out there and go, if you want good vegetables for an affordable price, come here and don't charge me what it costs at Woolies because I've got to drive out to the fucking farm then.
Yeah.
I've got to take fucking 4 hours of my time driving there, driving back and petrol. And guess what? If you're only, I only get 5 cents per vegetable. It's like, well, why are you charging me 16 for it then?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll pay you 8.
Yeah.
And I'll meet you halfway. So you're still getting 40 times more than Woolies will pay you. But don't fucking take me for a ride here. I'm more than meeting you halfway.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm coming here and doing, I'll share the profit with you.
Like
that
if
we
someone
save.
Made like an app for that, like, because you know how you have like Uber and that's disrupted like the taxi monopoly. If someone made something to disrupt that where it's just like farmers, you can just fucking chuck on what you've got.
Yeah.
And then we come fucking pick it up and take it out there.
Yeah.
And deliver it.
Yeah.
And you get a fair price for it. Like you could fucking, and then just take a percentage of that.
Yeah. Yeah. You pay, you put your fruit, say you've got a load of apples on there.
Mm.
You put your apples up there for what you want to sell them for.
Yeah, like the fucking Grand Exchange on RuneScape.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And then...
then some cunt is probably going to be sitting there like me going, I'm going to buy up all the fucking apples. I'm going to buy all the fucking apples.
Yeah.
Till there's no apples.
And I control the apple market.
Yeah.
Fuck me.
Yeah. But then you can't keep up with supply and now you've got a million.
Yeah, like all the cunts that fucking stocked like hand sanitizer and face masks and shit.
Oh, yeah.
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 I was going deep. I had that Agora livestock app on my phone.
Mm.
I was like looking up prices of livestock and I'm like, oh, should I fucking do this? Like I was ready to fucking just go down the
farm.
What's
fucked is the...
and blow my head off with a shotgun.
What's fucked is the, like in Fiji, when we were there, basically, they get a piglet at the start of the year, and then they fatten it up. It lives in the backyard in a fucking enclosure, like you'd have chicken in a coop.
Yeah,
mm.
And they feed it scraps all throughout the year, all their food scraps, and then at the end of the year, right before Christmas, they kill it, and then they have a huge spit pig.
Yeah.
For Christmas, and then they feed all the Islander family, you know, the 40, 50 fucking massive units and whatever. Everyone has their fill. It effectively costs them nothing to cater for the event because the main thing is the meat and they've just raised it off their food scraps for the entire year.
Yeah.
They do it every year. And here, you come here, it's like, oh, we need to do gradient checks to see if the pig shit's going to go into the water reservoir. And it's like, I'm sorry, but you're happy to put PFAS into it?
Mm.
Yeah.
Happy to put fucking cars are driving around spewing it everywhere. But a pig is that's where the line is it?
Yeah.
It's not a wet market. We're not fucking eating armadillos here. It's a pig.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
It's a pig growing in someone's backyard.
What's the difference between a pig shit and a possum shit? Because I've got 16 possums living in my house, but I can't have a pig out the back. What the fuck?
They're the first thing to go when World War 3 hits, James. Yeah. Possum soup. Walking around with possum hats.
Yeah, I'll be rocking up to your house. You got any of those possums, man?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. I've been thinking about the end of the world a lot lately. Like, just... with what's going on, I'm like, fuck, dude. I've got bore water. So I've got water.
Mm.
I need filtration. That's.
I'll show you.
That's the thing. Yeah.
I'm building a filtration bucket system.
Yeah.
Because there's these things called Berkey water filters, which are like some of the best, but they're like stainless steel, whatever, and they've got these fucking hectic filter things. So it's basically, imagine two buckets sitting on top of each other made out of metal. Yeah. And then there's like filter cartridges that like screw into it.
Yeah.
And so the water from the top drips through the filter into the bottom and then the bottom's clean.
Yeah.
And but they're like $600-$700 to buy these things from America.
Yeah.
They're the top of the line. But then people are like, you can get the filter cartridges for like $180 and you just get two food safe buckets. And you fucking drilled the hole that you put the filter in and then you've made it yourself. It just doesn't have the fancy metal outside and you've saved $400.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do that because also I just hate the tap water. I can't drink tap water. It's just filth.
My parents are away at the moment and like I've been going over there working on the van, but the power's turned off, the fridge is turned off and all that shit. But like I had a filter in the fridge. I used to just drink that. I'm just neck and tap water. Yeah. So I'm like, I can't be fucked, like, dealing with this. But you taste it and you're like, that is so much fucking chlorine in that. Yeah. Holy fuck.
Yeah, it's not good for it. And it's like, they're like, oh, it's fine, it's safe. And it's like, yeah, it's fine, it's safe, just as much as everything else is fine and safe until they go, oh, actually, now it causes mutation. Sorry.
Yeah.
Fucking thalidomide and shit. That was perfectly safe. What happened then? Oh, sorry. And then it's too late.
Yeah, yeah. Then
and they've done
late.
Like tests on fucking tap water and shit, and like the amount of stuff that's in there, it's fucking putrid.
Well, I'm just thinking like how old the pipes are in that house, because it's an old house. It's just been renovated. Like, there's some shit in there.
Yeah.
For
yeah.
sure.
Even without the animals fucking, the birds flying through the sky, disease, dying, falling into the fucking dam that all this water comes from.
Yeah.
Splash of fucking chemical that I used to clean the toilets.
Yeah.
That's good. Mmm. Mm.
That'll fix yeah. it.
Delicious.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so.
Well, we're all fucked when the end of the world gets here anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
We should hurry up.
Well, I've just bought some 35-kilo food-grade containers with the screw top. I've got fucking one with rice, one with oats, one with flour. I'm ready.
Yeah.
I'm ready,
yeah.
brother.
We've got a...
Everyone else is going hungry. I'm going to be suspiciously still 140 kilos. People are going to be like, what's going on in there?
Like old mate from Lost.
Just making Anzac biscuits and shit.
Yeah, we've got a cupboard just full of just like dried pasta, like just packet pasta and stuff like that.
Mm.
The plan is like you're not going to survive. You just need a couple of weeks. Mm. Just need a couple of weeks to get to the camp. That's the yeah. hope.
As I said to Maddie, I was like, honestly, it's going to be fucking shit. But guess what? If I've got a little bit of fucking oats that I can give some cunt and then they give me some fucking rosemary, someone else has got some chickens, they got some eggs. Oh, well, look here, I've got some flour. Then,
yeah.
Suddenly, life is not. And also, yeah, okay, let's say it's all fucked and there's bread lines. That sucks. But would you like to come home and have a little bit of extra flour so now you get a little bit more bread out of the shit they've given you?
Yeah.
It's going to make a difference, you know? I've just got like jars of jam and shit.
Yeah.
So at least if you want to kill yourself, you can fucking make a damper and put some jam on it and go, yum. Before you die.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. No point dying hungry.
Morale.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. So. But.
The powerless to stop it. We've just got to make it slightly more enjoyable, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Slightly more tolerable.
Yeah. I need to find out where that farm is that Dave's goes to. Maybe I'll go.
Brooks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably
the llama farm.
The llama farm.
That's the first thing he's in. Yeah,
they already ate it.
I did that.
Yeah, they already ate it. Yeah. Yeah. I'd probably go out like Moorland way. If like shit's gone down, society's broken down, I'm going to go out Moorland way. And like it's fucking out the back of like, you know, Crowdy National Park or that area. There's like deer and livestock. I need a gun too.
Well, I'm taking over Newcastle Airport.
Yeah. Good luck.
The airport. Yeah.
With the airport.
Well, listen, we've got plenty of strip down that middle. No shadow, full sun, all down the middle of the runways.
Mm.
We've got fucking 40,000 litres of jet fuel, diesel, all the cars in the car park. I'll be able to find one ute in there that's diesel.
Yeah.
Then suddenly you've got a vehicle, unlimited fuel. Also, if the RAF base is still up, maybe you can get some assistance. Or if they've abandoned, then you've got like medical supplies
and
whatever you can pilfer out of there. You got fences.
Yeah. There's there's a really nice house outside of Williamtown, all solid up, plenty of fences.
Yeah.
Plenty of places. If that's abandoned,
yeah,
just fucking go squat there. If you have power, or I put solar on my own place. That is the plan, hopefully, solar and a battery.
Yeah.
Then you at least set until a fucking bomb hits your house.
Yeah, I'm just going to buy one of those solar panel fold-out things that you can plug into like a battery.
Yeah.
I reckon if you spend like $2,000, you can get like a really good portable solar battery with a fucking fold-out thing.
Mm.
They reckon you basically can't use as much power as it can hold in a day before the sun comes out tomorrow.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, can charge a phone.
Yeah. My fridge is gone at the moment. I bought some fucking Chinese food for lunch. I was like, there's enough here. I can get another meal out of this.
Mm-hmm.
So they gave me like full container of rice, full mix. And I'm like, I'm going to get two out of this. I don't eat that much. It's just like in the fridge van fridge.
But yeah.
That's awesome. Usually it's just like, well, what do I fucking do with this? Throw it out.
Yeah.
No. But I don't know. I watch heaps of zombie shit. I was watching this one show on Netflix. I can't remember what it's called, like some zombie fucking apocalypse thing. just like, yeah, I'm fucking ready for it. But I'll go to the hardware store, would be the first place I'd go. Because I don't think it's going to be nice if shit goes tits up. I think it's going to be like, I'm going to be weaponized. Power tools and fucking weapons.
Yeah. Tanya and I have had a conversation, and it's like, something goes down, like, and people are busting through the door. Like, someone's dying. It's me or them. Like, someone's dying. Like, it's not.
So I said to Manny, I was like, there's, and I've been looking up how I can get around the weapons laws in this country, because, like, it's actually stupid that it's illegal to defend yourself, basically.
Yeah.
Anything. Everything used as a weapon is illegal. So that means if I pick up a fucking baseball bat next to my bed, that's a weapon that I can be. It's stupid.
I've got the most insane story.
I was looking at shillelaghs and stuff, like the Irish fighting sticks, which were born out of the British not allowing Protestants to have weapons in Ireland.
Yeah.
So they would just make these blackthorn walking sticks covered in thorns with a huge knob on the end, which was the handle. Then they would plate in lead and they would hang it in the fireplace, so it would just be collecting soot and like hardening and whatever.
Yeah.
And then it's just like an indestructible war stick. You'd be like, what do you mean? It's my walking stick. And then just crack a skull. I was like, fuck, that would be sick. The only blackthorn that grows in Australia is in Tasmania, so I'm gonna have to like go to Tasmania and suss out a stick. And then I was like, I want to go spear mode, because it's the most overpowered melee weapon that's ever existed.
Yeah.
Gives you way more range than they're not coming near you.
Yeah.
I could stand on my bed and stop anyone coming through my bedroom door with a fucking 6 foot spear.
Yeah.
And also it's gotta be ceremonial, so you just fucking carve some shit in it and hang it above an altar and say that it's that, and then suddenly a bad guy breaks in and they're getting speared.
Yeah. I'm going full fucking samurai on some dude. They're breaking into my house. They're getting their head cut off.
I've been watching Shogun too.
Yeah, dude.
I watched a guy do seppuku last night, and then I'm like suddenly on the Wikipedia page for seppuku. Yeah, like, dude. This is sick.
Fucking wild, man. Wild. So there was a break in Anna. I heard this story a couple of weeks ago. two guys just kicked this bloke's door in. He's like 70 years old. Attacked him with an axe, basically severed his arm. His arm's hanging by a thread. Somehow he gets a kitchen knife and stabs and kills one of them. And police are like, yeah, we're going to have to do an investigation to see if the force was warranted. Like, he was missing a fucking arm. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
But an acorn falls on a cop car, and that's enough to put an entire clip into the car.
Yeah,
he's worried about a gun. That's okay for the force, but
yeah.
My dad used to work at a pub run by this maniac. He used to live there above an old, just insane guy. It was like in Sydney. Maybe it was a bottle shop / pub. Anyway, so he's living above it. There's a few rooms there. A few like regulars, maybe staff members live there, but it's like kind of dingy and gross.
Yeah.
And some bloke broke in the middle of the night and was downstairs fucking going through the bar, stealing bottles of shit and getting in the cash register, whatever. Alarm's gone off to alert this old bloke, and he's fucking woken up out of bed. He's like 70, grabbed the axe at the end of the hallway, which is like a fire axe to like get through doors and shit, and fucking gone down to confront the robber, and he's seen the robber's turned, he's gone, yeah, come, and started charging at him with the axe over his head, and the guy's put his arm up to block and hit, cut the guy's arm off with the axe, and then dragged him down the street armless to the cop shop and left him outside the cop shop, and was like, I caught this fucking little thief in my fucking pub. And then had to go to court. Like, you got a guy's arm off, brother.
Yeah, fuck. That would have been me.
Yeah.
When I used to sleep on the farm at Goulburn, I had a fucking axe under the bed. It was only about that big. It was like just for cutting shit off, but I sharpened the fuck out of that thing.
Yeah.
It was razor sharp. It had the whetstone, so I just fucking do it on that. But I did have the cover on it because I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Like, I can still whack someone with it, but, like, if I take this cover off, I'm going to jail for a long time.
Yeah.
Like, this will clean cut through someone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, on that note.
I'm going to go get my axe back. I still don't have it.
Yeah.
It's still under the bed.
Well, that'll learn you.
Yeah. I'll buy another one from Bunnings and sharpen it up.
Yep. Yep.
Put it under my bed in New Lambton in case Adam tries to rape me.
And samurai swords are legal in Australia, just so you know. So you can get a real sword. You could do that. Yeah, we could go back to seppuku days. All right. You can check us out here every weekend. Shows running Fridays, Saturdays. Open mic, best open mic in the country on a Tuesday every week. You can sign up on Newcastle Comedy Club. And you can see us here for the new material night on the 22nd of May. And then again, we've got more shows booked for the 12th and the 26th of June.
Fuck yeah.
I believe it's already June.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. All right, perfect. That's the pod. Thanks for listening.
See yous.
See yous. Bye. Mwah.